And we are back, Lagos, on another amazing episode of your number one tech and innovation show on radio, Digital Life, Lagos. Digital Life. As you already know, on Digital Life, we bring you insightful tech conversations. And on the second segment of the show, we bring you Tech of the Week, where we introduce you to new, indigenous, exciting technologies. My name is Yvonne Okhaifo. You know that by now already. But just in case you've only just tuned in, I'm Yvonne Okhaifo. And Emmanuel and I do this every Sunday on this side of the clock, right here on 99.3. Nigeria Info.
What a great time to be alive, Lagos.
Hallelujah. Good morning. To that. Check her into that.
Good morning and welcome to another beautiful episode of Digital Life. Today is an awesome day because I'm really excited about the conversation that we're about to have. It's one that really amazes me because this is one of Yvonne's scary bedtime stories.
Emmanuel, what does that mean?
It's one of the things. That scares you, Vaughn. That's what we're going to really talk about today, and it's really exciting. It's really exciting, you know, for me when we want to have this conversation about robots. We're talking about robotics today, so yeah.
Okay.
Yvonne is never very, she's always skeptical about robots. So it's one of our conversations.
I don't understand. Before they now start procreating, we'll get to the stage where robots will start procreating.
So she has this mindset about robots, you know,
yes,
and it's always very funny when she says it.
Yes, now if they are doing everything, the only thing that is left is to start having babies and start being papa bomboy and mama bomboy.
So if you don't know already, let me tell you where this is all coming from. Over last week we had tech billionaire Elon Musk, you know, present the latest prototype of a humanoid robot.
Now, see what I'm talking about, Emmanuel.
That's Yvonne's
real concern.
See what
I'm talking about. Humanoid.
It's not just a robot. It's not just a machine. You know, it's a humanoid.
That is it. Now, soon they will start carrying pregnancies and having. You're laughing. It's funny, but okay. We'll be here.
Now, humanoid androids, or rather robots, you know, that are built to resemble a human being. Huh. You know, they try to make them have all the features of a human being, and even some persons, you know, especially if you're very good with foreign Hollywood movies, you see that some persons have even gone as far, sci-fi movies have even gone as far, you know, as trying to see how they can put feelings into these robots, and a lot of research are going on, and this is not actually the very first humanoid robot out there, you know. A lot of persons have actually brought out, you know, their prototypes of humanoid robots. Even we have something like that in Rwanda during the COVID, you know. That one was not humanoid, but then it still functioned very well, you know, during that time. So yeah, this very one, the Tesla CEO said that it's a work in progress, but it will be on sale to the public in the next few years. So the thing about Tesla is that when Tesla talks about something,
they will do it. Tesla will do it. Elon Musk, he will bring it to future. But Emmanuel, I am not afraid of robots. I just don't want them to come and populate the human race. I don't want them to populate.
You are scared.
Well, hold on. No. Wait. Let me land. I don't want them to come and populate the human race and start mingling with human beings.
And
then we'll have humanoid humans.
Baby machines.
Do you understand? We'll have baby machines. My God, what a world that would be. Lagos, is your mind working the way my mind is working?
No, you're on your own. You are on your own on this one.
Imagine having humanoid babies, like robotic babies. You know, they're half robot, half human. Ah, oh my goodness.
You know, you had a scary dream, and it's been affecting you since your PTSD.
Goodness.
So we totally understand the concern, you know, about humanoid robots. And that's going to sum up our conversation today, you know, talking about robotics. And we're really going to look into this, you know, and try and see how, you know, of what relevance really are these robots. You understand? What relevance are they? You know, because I know machines are taking over. We usually had the use our hands in washing, and now we have a washing machine. We use a normal campfire. Now we have a heater and all the rest. Machines are taking over. Machines are here to help us make things easier. But then, you know, robots.
The question is, where do we draw the line, Emmanuel?
So we have the person that can actually answer that question.
Because we have to know this. So we have James Ibekasin joining us on the show today. James, Emmanuel.
James has actually been with us before.
He has been here, yeah?
He has featured on
Because
Tech
the name,
of the Week.
The name sounds, it sounded very familiar. Ibekasin. I was about to ask you, Emmanuel, we've had James before.
We've had James.
Exactly.
Yeah. We've had James.
So James is no stranger now. Why?
No, he's no stranger. James, are you there? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Welcome, Mr. Ibekasin.
Remember, James was actually the one that talked about the power bank that could charge a laptop.
I remember now.
Yes.
I remember. He's from Abia State.
Exactly.
I remember him now.
Yes,
welcome.
Exactly. She remembered.
Mr. Ibekasin, welcome, Jare. Forgive me.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Yes. Explain to us what robots really are and their relevance. Because if you just heard Emmanuel talk about humanoid robots, and I'm wondering if one day robots will sit down here. Imagine a robot sitting on this chair and talking to the audience. Hello, good morning.
It's very, very fun to have that.
Fun, Kay.
So, to talk about robots.
We say Ibekasin.
Robots, when you say robots, robot is kind of like a human in machine form. So it's built to perform several tasks without human intervention or supervision. So when you describe something as a robot, for example, your car cannot be described as a robot because you have to have human intervention. But when you give the car the authority to move around by itself, it becomes a robot. You have the autonomous cars that Elon Musk is building. But there are several things that we can also attribute to a robot. So the robot has kind of a law. So the first law is that the robot should not affect or harm human beings. So the second law is that the robot should obey human instructions. So if you have an autonomous car, for example, the car shouldn't take you where the car wants to take you. The car should be able to prevent you from getting into danger, having a car accident. Also, the car should obey the instructions you are giving to the car.
In other words, you're saying that the car should not carry you go where you don't know.
Yes, exactly.
But these things are pre-programmed, right? They're pre-programmed, right?
Yes, they are pre-programmed. But the robot works on itself, and it also works with your intervention in some decision making. For example, like the car analogy that I used. So you tell the car, this is the destination I want to take you to, but you don't really have, you're not going to intervene when the car wants to overtake another car, or if the car is moving forward, or the speed of the car. So when you intervene in those things, you are removing the robotic part, the part of the car that does the decision making to take you to where you want to go. But the third law of robots is that the robot should avoid harming itself. So there are the three laws of robotics.
Okay.
So you have the first one, which is,
No, go ahead. You are going to reiterate.
So the first one, which is the robot should not harm a human being.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, the robot should obey human instructions. And then the third one, the robot should avoid actions or situations that will cause harm to itself.
Mr. Ibekasin, you're familiar with sci-fi movies, yeah? Why are you laughing, Emmanuel?
Yes, I am.
Mr. Ibekasin, you know that in some of these sci-fi movies, these robots revolt.
Yes, they do.
These robots revolt and do the direct opposite.
Yeah, that is when you program it to now break the laws of robotics.
So for all of the laws, I'm comfortable with the very first two, okay, because those ones are human-centered law. But you see, that third law, you know, I'm very, very concerned about it. Because if a human, so to speak, seek to destroy the robot or feel that, okay, the robot is not doing, you know, the needed, is not going the needed direction and the changes are needed. You know, the robot needs to be upgraded or the robot needs to be put away for another to take its place. That can be translated or can be seen as a threat to the life, so to speak, of that robot. And that will bring about that third law where the robot will actually take laws into his hands to protect itself. True?
Yes. Yes and no.
Hmm.
Yes, because as you described it, in the situation in which you painted, the robot, it looks like that's the picture. But no, that's not what we are painting. So when you have a robot, for example, let's say you have a vacuum cleaner, an autonomous vacuum cleaner. So the vacuum cleaner should have the ability to defend itself. For example, when you kick on the on the vacuum cleaner, it might go off because maybe probably you want it off or children are playing with it and they're hitting it with something. So the robot can leave that particular environment that is harmful to the robot to another environment that is less harmful to the robot. But if the owner of the robot wants to operate on the robot or off the robot for certain reasons, the robot should obey the first and second law, which says that it should first obey human instruction and it should not affect human beings.
So okay.
If it's a situation where the robot is being attacked, the robot will still obey the first and second law. But what it should do then is to separate itself from that environment that is harmful to it without breaking the first and second law.
Okay, Mr. Ibekasin, talking about the first and second laws, do not harm humans, do not, what's the second law again? The first law is do not harm humans.
They should obey human beings.
The second one is obey humans. Yeah. Mr. Ibekasin, you know that these two laws also leave the give room for people who have ulterior motives, right, to take advantage of. For instance, if a person now decides that he wants to take control of the world, you know, or wants to destroy the whole world, why are you laughing? Oh gosh, Amanda, stop laughing at me.
This is
a genuine concern of mine.
Mr.
Ibekasin, please, let's talk about this, right? Knowing that robots are supposed to obey human instruction, doesn't that also leave the robots open to obeying the wrong instructions such that it brings about chaos in the world? And speaking of which, shouldn't there be are there regulations for are there regulations in the robotic space, in the space of robotics, that guide the development of robots and that are so that are strong enough to ensure that things don't get out of hand or get blown out of proportion?
Yes, there are. So as I said, you asked about sci-fi movies. There is a sci-fi movie that I would recommend you to watch. It's The Big Hero. It's about a robotics that turned into a superhero, saving people, but it still obeyed the laws of robots doing that. So the robot will not harm a human being, but it would stop the human being from harming others without harming the human being. So you can just see it playing it was playing around those laws. And you understand how it would follow those laws. So as we said before, the robots are pre-programmed. They are told these are the laws you have to follow. So a human being who have a negative, maybe an issue or as you described, the person wants to take over the world, the person can program the robot to become anything the person wants.
Mm-hmm.
But as we all know, every technology has two sides to it. A knife can either be used to cut food stuff or kill somebody. So we will not say that a knife on itself is dangerous and we shouldn't use a knife because of the ability or the fact that you can use a knife to cause harm. So we as human beings should also look at ourselves and use the robots for what the robot is built for. So I can't really say that people will not use the robots to do harmful things in the future, but the purpose of a robot is to replace certain human activities that are either harmful or that are unnecessary for human beings to be doing.
Okay, so, and in replacing such human activities, right? Where do we draw the line such that, you know, people don't end up losing their jobs to robots?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to stop talking to people on radio because we now have it automated and robots are now doing it and saying, hello there, good morning, welcome to the Sunday morning show.
What radio station is that?
I am robot K.
I don't think it's going to get that. There's some specific, to me, I think there's some jobs, okay, that they can take over, okay? There's some jobs like probably factory, but Ebekasi, you're here, so you just really give us the insight.
Yes.
Since you're the expert in it, I have my own opinion, but let's hear from you.
Okay, so robots mainly are supposed to help us become productive. So I like to, for the viewers and also for you guys to understand the uses, like the importance of robots.
Mm-hmm.
So in everyday life, there are two tasks that we do. We do the productive tasks and we do the necessary tasks. So to create an example is, when you want to eat, you need food. The food is what you want. We don't need to spend 5 hours cooking the food. You are just doing something necessary for you to eat the food, which is cooking. So cooking is not that important to eating. Eating is important to eating. So you can use a robot to replace cooking food so that you can focus on the main thing, which is eating the food.
I agree with this one because cooking is such a chore.
Yeah.
Just say that you don't like cooking.
I don't like cooking.
Hey, thank you. That's it. That's just the essence.
Go on, please. Mr. Beckerson.
Yeah, so another example is you want your house to be clean. A clean environment makes you productive. But cleaning for you to have a clean environment, you have to do kind of like something necessary that you have to do, like you have to clean your house. Cleaning your house doesn't add to your productivity. Working adds to your productivity. Staying in a clean environment adds to your productivity. So a robot's job is to replace that time that you're using to do the unnecessary activities that don't actually make you productive.
Mm-hmm.
But those activities are necessary. It boosts your productivity, but it does not add to your productivity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you get it.
Yeah.
So like cooking, cleaning your house, washing the dishes after you cook. Your end goal is to have clean dishes that we use to eat, not really to wash those dishes.
But
if you have a robot doing that job, you are making use of a human being. You're not wasting a human being by keeping a human being to be cleaning a house or to be washing a car. The human being can spend that time doing something much more productive and meaningful to life. So that's the essence of creating robots. So even in a place like, for example, now you have a place of work, there are activities in the place of work that we don't like doing. We don't like to clean our place of work, but we want it to be clean. So we hire people to do that. We don't want to clean the toilet, but we want it to be clean. So we hire people to do that. So instead of people spending their time doing those things, we can just get machines, just like machines are doing every other thing we need. Things like waking us from sleep with an alarm, things like reminding us of things. So we are integrating robots to do things that are necessary that contribute to our productivity.
But doesn't that mean that we'll be some sort of over-dependent on them?
And apart from that, what will happen to all of those people who used to clean? What happens to their jobs? What do they do? What happens to them? You know, especially in this part of the world where
we have those kind of jobs, you know.
And in addition to that, we don't have enough jobs to go around.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happens when robots come and start doing the work?
We start having those cleaners, you know, autonomous machines in our companies and all the rest.
You know. And then we're still complaining of job creation and unemployment and all of those things. Yes.
So on the issue of jobs, in a way, when you look at it in a different light, you find out that robots create more jobs. So the issue of unemployment is really a skill issue. There is a lack of skill that industries need, not really a lack of positions. So, for example, let's take the ATM as an example. So before, if you want to...
withdraw
in a bank. So what you do is you go, you see a big queue, you have to wait there. What you want is the money to enter your account, not for you to spend hours in the bank. So that was replaced with an ATM. Now, how many jobs have the ATM card created? So the ATM might have removed 2-3 personnel from a bank, but the ATM card has created the POS industry, which has a lot, thousands of people who are using the ATM card to make a living. So a robot might remove a job, but it creates other jobs as it removes the job. So it's just if you look at the statistics in some jobs that robotics has replaced, you also look at the statistics on the jobs that robotics has created. So what human beings evolve, jobs evolve, skills evolve. For us to keep growing as a people, for us to keep advancing, some jobs will have to go obsolete and new ones will be born. In the 20th century, we didn't have graphics designers or computer programmers. But the internet came in, the internet wiped out so many companies. But at the same time, it created a new industry. So many other people got jobs. So if you use, for example, Amazon as an example, Amazon closed so many shops in the US because of their online e-commerce. But they created a system that will allow an ordinary person to sell to the whole of US. So I could be a small business owner in Aba. Before e-commerce, I can only sell to people in Aba. The marketing and the cost of me to get to someone in Lagos before has been sliced off by
this innovation,
buying things and selling things. So that new development has wiped out the old jobs, but has created new ones and new opportunities. You understand? So it's not one-sided in the sense that robotics are taking jobs, but it's... I didn't get you.
Go ahead, we can hear you. Go continue.
Okay, so when you look at it in the two sides,
right?
You have, yes, if we have a robot that is going to clean up, let's say, wash cars or fix cars, most of the time we don't see the indirect employment or business opportunities those companies, those new technology would create.
Right.
You understand? Just like the ATM, nobody foresee the ATM creating a POS revolution. So, and you also look at, okay, we have the ATM, you have so many ATM machines.
Right.
Now, what you've done with just an ATM card is to create job for people who produce ATM machines.
Okay.
And those people who produce those machines are going to buy more raw materials. So the people who sell the raw materials they use are going to have an increase in sales.
Okay,
Ibeka, so you also have the same.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's come back to Africa, especially. Let's come back to Africa and look at how far this new industry has made progress in Africa, especially in Nigeria. Where would you say we are as a country and as a continent on this technology?
Robotics development.
Yes. We are very, very low compared to other countries in integrating robotics, primarily because we are not developing our own technology to solve our own problems. So, for example, so many production factories in Nigeria are not, they cannot scale. Technology helps a company to scale. So when you integrate technology to a particular company, you can reach so many people, you can create so many jobs, you can reduce the price, the cost of goods. So an example to that is if you have technology integrated in the agricultural sector, for example, we can use the poultry farm as a case study. So I did a study with of poultry farms and trying to develop a product that would automate the a poultry farm. So I asked the poultry owner, what are the things that you do every single day in your farm? So what are the issues that you're having? So the poultry farmer spends time, you know, they wake up in the morning, they spend time changing the water and the food, the feeds for the poultry beds. And they also regulate the temperature. Using a bulb, they regulate the temperature.
Rebecca, so let's take a break. Let's take a break. We'll come back to you shortly. Okay, let's take a break and go to the phone line so that we can hear from Lagos as well what they think of this emerging technology in Africa, especially Nigeria. Lagos, we've been talking to Ibekasin James. He's been with us via Zoom, and we're talking about robotics. You know, he's even building something like that. We'll get to that in a while, in a short time. We'll get to that. But what do you think about what we've talked about so far? Are you for robotics or you are against it? Would you want robots to do certain jobs for you? How would that even look for you? What's your take on the conversation we're having this morning?
I want to know if you are actually like Yvonne, you know, if you have that fear in you.
It's not a fear,
okay?
Manuel,
if you have that concern. If you have that concern about robotics, and if you think that we're not just like Ibekasin had said, if you think we're not fully optimizing the use of robotics in Nigeria, you know, he said something about poultry farm, you know, harnessing it, trying to see how we can control temperature, how we can or facilitate water changes at the poultry farms, and there's several other things that that we can get it in the factories and all the rest. Are we there yet? Do you think we're there yet, or do you think that we should take some time?
Do you even think we should even go there?
At all.
Do you think we should go there? Or do you think that certain things are better left to humans? Because again, they foster human interaction.
Especially because we have unemployment rate in Nigeria like skyrocketing.
0700-993-993-993. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. This is an interesting conversation. 0700-993-993-993. You can also call us on 01465-7190. Or leave us a message on WhatsApp 080-959-75805. I see the phone lines buzzing. I'm taking your calls right now. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Yeah. Yvonne.
Yes, please turn down the volume of your radio set, sir, and tell me your name.
Not just to the radio.
Okay. Okay.
How about now?
Okay, much better. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, my brother. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
I forgot his name. Your second...
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. Morning. And also to your guest as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, my name is Robot A.
Did I hear robots? Did I hear Robot A, sir?
Robot A.
Stop this. Stop playing with me like this. This rough play, now. I don't like it.
Imagine just speaking to you guys as a robot, and you guys also are robots in the studio, man.
Do you understand?
Quite scary. I don't want that to happen. Actually, my name is Alex. So
go ahead, sir. Mean,
there are some things that should be left for humans to handle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to have some robot handle some things, mm-hmm. like especially cars. You understand?
Yes.
Because I would love to have a car that can drive me, even, because robots are meant to make our job more easy and efficient.
You'd like to have a car that can drive you until the car drives you to where you don't know.
No, not when I take you to Ajah. The next thing I see myself in Ajah, Kuta Street.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Know, because for me, I'm somebody who is visually impaired, but I would love to make my movement more
easier. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But like, yeah, I would like also have this stuff like for security. That we can plant them like in this deep forest that can mount our borders. You understand? To checkmate illegal activities, where it could activate itself when you see some kind of funny movement. That is where I want us to apply this kind of robot products. But we are getting there, and I know that well. But we are still low, just like your guest mentioned.
Alex, we have to let you go now so that other people can get a chance to speak. Thank you very much.
I really appreciate your comments, Alex, you know, especially bringing to the fore, you know,
the security side of security
mm-hmm. and then talking about, you know, the need for persons with disability to make
indeed.
Use of, you know, it would
indeed.
Be really a great help, just like
yeah,
you said.
Yeah, great relief too.
You know, autonomous vehicles for them, you know, so they just need to, probably there's even an app for them, you mm-hmm. know, they just need to request a ride and just tell the vehicle mm-hmm. where they want to go. So mm-hmm. instead of getting through all the hurdles.
That's right. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show, ma'am.
Yes, this is Esther.
Welcome. My mother was just whispering, it's Madam Esther. Welcome to the show.
I love the discussions this morning.
Thank you.
Concerning robots.
Thank you.
Now, I want to say, what about robots for lonely people?
Companionship. What is Emmanuel?
For companionship.
We started this conversation. We'll finish it.
Don't have anybody with them. They can discuss with the robot. I'm just talking, just thinking, you know. I'm just thinking. And also, like the fear that our brother is saying you have about robots.
It's not a fear. It's just a concern, Madam Esther. It's not a fear.
There was a time I had fear of vampires. You know, I read a book. I was 11 years old then. I read a book about vampires that they bring out something from their body and begin to suck somebody's blood, even when you're sitting near them. Right from that time, and when I'm sitting near somebody, I'll be checking that person's body. So don't have that fear again. It's just one of those things. And, you know, robots, they are controlled by human beings. It depends on the mind of that human being. Maybe that human being is a mischievous person. Then that person can program something mischievous into the robot.
Okay.
Like the robot is not a living soul. It's not a living person. It's just a program.
Thank you very much, Mother Lester.
That's my contribution. Thank
yes.
you.
Emmanuel, did you see this message someone sent me?
Yeah.
Yvonne, we have to move with the world. Our government is responsible for lack of jobs here. I would like to have a robot as a wife. No. She won't give you wahala. Are you sure? He said the robot won't give you wahala as
he's
his wife.
He's already seen himself in 2027.
Imagine,
calm down.
Imagine the robot saying, darling, where would you like to go? Come with me.
I think you should come take your voice
for
that store.
Darling, it is time to wake up and have your bath. Darling.
Well, for Madam Esther, they're actually robots who act as caregivers, you know,
mm-hmm.
they've been developed as
mm-hmm.
caregivers and they work at elderly homes, but certainly not in Nigeria,
not even in
Africa right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually the conversation we're trying to have.
Is
this something that you would like to get involved with? Because we have a lot of centers, you know, across Nigeria where they teach the development of robotics. You know, I'm certain that somebody's actually thinking towards this line and will come up with something, you know, in future days or years to come. But You know, we want to know first because they have to be a market first.
Exactly. And this anonymous person that sent this message saying that he would like to have a robot wife. Imagine a robot wife saying, darling, get in the bed and off your boxers. That is just crazy. Take off your shirt. Oh, my God. That is just wild.
Let's go back to the phone lines.
I don't understand what is wrong with these people. Eh? Welcome to the show.
Hello, Vaughn.
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm just lying down on, you know, in my sitting room. Mm-hmm. Because when Badamester mentioned that robot, mm-hmm. I wish we have such thing. At least I will sit down. Both of us will be discussing, looking at our face. We crack jokes.
Imagine you're still in that one whereby you just want companionship.
I'm telling
robots
you, Chris, imagine the robot laughing like this. Ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha 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 ha. That is so funny. Ha ha. Ha ha. Is that, how does that sound?
So for lonely people like us, who have been single people like us, no. How do they call it? So if that Mr.
Ibekasin.
Ibekasin.
James Ibekasin.
Mm-hmm. If he can design such thing for people like us, please. Mm. At least we get people to discuss with.
Chris, go out and mingle with people. Chris, leave your house. Shekere. I'm shaking the shekere for you. Chris, go out and meet human beings. Go out.
There are humans out there.
People out there.
Chris, there are sea. There are human women out there willing to meet with you.
We have them, but the good ones are very.
No, that's not true. I think people are just trying to leave that whole phase of going out to meet somebody.
Exactly,
going
because
on dates,
it's stressful.
Spending
you don't
money.
Want to spend money. Chris,
that is what they are trying
money.
To run away from. Or go outside.
Chris,
okay,
go outside. Go outside so that you can have genuine human interaction, not a robot that will be.
You know, that's another concern about these robots. You know, they take away that social connection.
Exactly.
You know, so instead of you talking to your help in the house and saying, oh, please help me do this, and then sometime when you want to have a conversation with somebody, you just call out over and both of you are having a discussion. Mm-hmm. You know, you just use a robot and then you just come in and the robot is like, the house is neat, sir.
Hello, you know, the house is neat. You may sit down and take off your boots.
You know, there's no interaction. So it's all that's all human connection. You just have to go out there. You don't have to let robots take over that site.
Imagine cracking a joke and all the robot can do is ha ha. Ha 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 ha. That is so funny. Oh, come on. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Oh, hello. I'm so sorry. Call back 0700-993-983-983. Oh, you can leave us a message on WhatsApp 080-959-75805 or call us on the female only line 01465-7190. Hello.
Hello, can you hear us?
Hello, are you hearing me?
Yes, we can hear you. Welcome to the show. So what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Mr. Lambert speaking.
Go ahead,
calling
please.
For Amuadu, see?
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, if you check, in those days when we used to answer calls through analog phones, mm-hmm. people queue up to answer calls from their relatives abroad. Mm-hmm. When the GSM came in, which is still robotics, you have seen the multi-billionaire industry it has created. A lot of people are very wealthy now because of the GSM technology. There is also the hydroponic farming too that doesn't require you to have lands now. You can just grow so many vegetables in the backyard, mm-hmm. in a tower structure kind of farming. So generally, if you apply robots in most of every endeavors, you will see that it actually has a lot of advantage. I don't know why the Nigerian state have not keyed into robotics as it is. Yes, there are disadvantages in terms of manipulations or malfunctions of the robot system, but it always evolves with the challenges of humans. In everything that is good, there will always be the downside of it. But if you check the other side of it in terms of production and survival, you will see that while the Western world is actually doing better than Africa as it is and as it were, it's because they've embraced and applied the positive side of the advantages of robotics. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir, for sharing that.
I think the question now is, does does the positive side of it, you know,
outweigh the negative,
you know? Rebecca Singh, you're here with us. Do you think the positive outweigh the negative when it comes to robotics? If we should bring it down here, you know, we should simplify it here in Nigeria. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You can hear me, right?
Yes, we can. Go ahead, please.
Okay, sure. So one of the reasons why people see robots as something bad is because one is the media. The media will always show you that robot has made, it has sacked thousands of people from the job. But the media will not show you that robots, this particular technology, has also employed 10 million people. And you know, so for us in Nigeria, one of the major issues that we are having is because we are not integrating technology to the things that we are doing. So we are wasting a lot of human resources in doing things that should have been obsolete for human beings to be doing. Just like someone said about the caring robots that are in the healthcare homes, caring for people. Those things are things that human beings has been doing before. But you can have a robot that will be able to get food, do some tasks for old people, and the person who is supposed to sit down there and be doing those things can do something else, can have time to study in school. Because in some families you have a situation where a particular sibling might have to stay home just to take care of the grandma. So in those situations, you can have the robot do some of those tasks and free up that person to spend more time on things that would benefit their future.
Great.
So in Nigeria as a whole, you can have robots that would take a particular issue that we have in all states, waste management. So when you see people who are digging gutters, we are not those tasks are not beneficial.
Okay.
To the human body.
Can you hear me, Ibeka Sin?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the cost of building a robot. Let's talk about how much it costs, really, how much it costs to build a robot. And if we're even going to proliferate robots in Nigeria, right? How much would it cost to get a robot? For instance, Rebecca said, while you were away, some of our callers talked I'm sure you heard some of our callers talking about the lonely ones, the single Pringles, talking about, you know, having robots as companions. Someone even went as far as saying that he would love to marry a robot, you know, because she would most likely be better than dealing with woman stress, the human counterpart, you understand. So what's the cost, really, of building a robot, and how would it translate to procuring a robot in Nigeria, in Africa?
Okay, there is no really a fixed price for a robot. It depends on what the robot is doing. But you can get a robot for as low as 100,000, depending on what the robot is doing, to as high as tens of millions of naira.
Okay.
Dollars.
Are you talking about a humanoid robot or the one that works in a factory, or which kind of robot are you talking about?
So the humanoid robot, for example, that would work in a factory, you're not going to, it's in tens of millions. But what we are looking at is the benefits of having those robots. How much money is a robot going to save for us that will make it a good venture to go into? But robotics is very expensive. It's more some robots that will do some tax. Some in factories are more expensive than cars. So that's how
we see a lot of development. We see a lot of development when it comes to robotics in Nigeria. We see a lot of academics. You know, during summer holidays, you see some children who just cram themselves in some classrooms. You know, there so many adverts about students or children learning about robotics. Mm-hmm. You know, what's that really all about? Is it like the preparation for the next generation? You know.
Yes, yes, it's something that we should do. It's something necessary, because if we don't prepare the future generation for the future, they are not going to function well. So we need to integrate robotics to schools so that schools will be able to prepare these students for the future generation. Mm. So as you can see now, when you look at skills that are needed outside of Nigeria, skills that are valued outside of Nigeria, you see things like programming, you see things like robotics, you see like machine learning, and artificial
intelligence. Right.
So those things are things that are valuable now. The skills that we are giving to some kids now are obsolete. They are not going to use it to make money.
Huh.
So you hear stories of Nigerians of a 20-year-old Nigeria who was employed abroad because he can program. Because those skills are things that are valuable now.
Great.
So we need to start integrating these skills into schools so that students can be able to prepare themselves to grab the opportunities. Like I said before, it's not really an unemployment issue. It's the fact that people don't have the skills that employers need. So if we can give people those skills, they will get
employment. They'll get employed easily, right?
Yes.
Let's take some more calls and interact with the audience. I'm sure they have questions for Ibekasin. Emmanuel, do we have messages?
Do we have messages here? And I just
what message is that? Read it. Why you read it? What does the message say?
Easy. This one says, "Morning, Yvonne. Please tell Chris Onka that I can never." Okay. So that one is not for us. Yeah. He said, "Yvonne, you're such a lively and humorous individual. I'm just laughing endlessly. They need to extract your voice for robotics tech self."
Please. No.
Okay, we have one here, but I think the person has deleted the message. But the person was actually offering you a job.
As what?
He said he was working on a project. You know, a robotics engineer. He's a robotics engineer who also works with drones. You know, and he would like to consider your voice for his next project.
Ah, shakara to that. Please find me on Emmanuel. Wait, let me sell myself. Find me on social media, Yvonne Ohaifo, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
I thought it was supposed to be humanoid. This one is robotnoid.
Okay, find me on social media, Yvonne Ohaifo, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Don't find me on WhatsApp.
Okay, this one says, but believe it or not, Yvonne, the way robots are being developed now was how humans were designed. Ab initio by the engineers, probably he's talking about God, who made our race into what we are today.
I mean, we cannot take away from that you know, humans are creative beings. You know, we love to create.
I think his concern probably is that humans are actually trying to play God.
That one is deep.
Okay.
Very deep.
You know, the advancement is going on and more, and people just want to create a human.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they want to create another human. We had something about cloning a long time ago, Dolly the Sheep and all the rest things, you know. But, you know, that one was stopped, you know, hot by everyone across the world. Mm-hmm. You know, people are not into that science, stopped all that. But then, tech is like a way, you know, people can actually try their hands at something like that again.
I mean, it is brilliant to see that what the human mind is capable of. It is brilliant to see. And it is also frightening, you know. But let's go to the phone lines now, yes? 0700-993-993-993. Also call on 01465-7190. Or leave us a message on WhatsApp 08095975805. Hello. Oh, sorry about that. Call back if you can.
God, don't miss.
Hello. Again, I say sorry about that.
Please call us so that you can.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning. My name is Emeka. I'm calling for a question.
Mr. Emeka.
Emeka, go ahead.
Please let that man do the one we sell market to, and one will do all this electrical work.
Okay.
We need it urgently. Urgent. Because yes, last week, I called this Panebe, this people that do brew house, these people that do repair house. So when I called this Baba, so this Baba will clamp up and clamp down, carry stick, clamp up and carry carpenter, will clamp down. I said, Baba, why can't you get a small boy to help you? Nothing Baba tell me. If Baba tell me for Yoruba, I say, my mommy, nobody, no, those kitchen, they don't want to let work again, no. The Baba tell me, Korokoro. They don't want to let work again. So if they feed all those things, maybe they bring them.
Okay.
Maybe say, go to America, they call us, maybe they bring them, come here, and we go buy them.
Ibe Kasim is in Nigeria. He's not in America. He's even building something like that. Ibe Kasim, please tell these people, they think you just came here to play. Please tell them.
I'm actually in a Abuja state.
Okay.
I'm not in America.
Okay, okay, so there's another question here.
Okay.
That says, can he help, you know, explain to us how the robot wants us to verify if we're human by clicking so and so? Yes. So that's something I've seen on, you know, my webpage anytime I want to.
How dare you ask me if I'm human when you are a robot? Are you okay? Imagine this machine asking me if I'm a human being. What do you mean?
Okay, I think we're going to get somebody that really
can
explain that very well. But Rebecca, do you have any answer to that?
Yeah, so for websites to ask you if you're a human, that's a security... it's just for security because during the PayPal, Elon Musk era, when he was doing PayPal, they were having an issue where people were producing fake accounts and they were using it to scam people who purchased things online. So what they do is that they create an algorithm that can create thousands of fake accounts. So what they do was those algorithms cannot really tell you like the pictures that they will show you to pick what a street light, you know. So it's something that a human being can do.
Okay.
So just a security measure.
Okay, so it's not actually just targeting humans.
No, it's not. It's preventing robots from scamming humans.
Okay, let's take let's take one last call before we call it today. It's already 55 minutes past 11 on the clock. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Wasiu. I'm calling from Ebutemeka.
Wasiu, go ahead, please.
You people are doing great there.
Thank
I want
you.
To thank the robotics man online, the man on Zoom.
Yes.
He has actually done well. I'm a software developer, but I know how it has taken him to come down to the language an ordinary man can understand. He has really done well.
Thank you.
So kudos to him. I would like to say something here, that people should look at the angle of what robots can do that humans will find obnoxious to do.
Okay.
For example, nobody likes to enter into a community septic tank to go and block leakages, community leakages that is posing environmental threats to people. But robots are designed to do this kind of thing.
But what if the robot goes and says, your poo-poo is smelling?
So that's an angle that people should look at.
Right.
So every good thing comes with a negative side. But the positive side are more than the negative side.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Rebecca said, I just have one more thought, and I promise this is the last thought. Imagine this robot. Imagine this robot here being programmed to speak Pidgin like, guy, how far? How you day now?
I thought Siri was it.
Or imagine them as conductors. Yaba, yaba. Umbole, umbole, yaba, yaba. Like, Lagos. I'm sorry. Good. I'm taking this madness out of the studio.
But Rebecca Singh, are we going to see any developments very soon,
right,
you know, from Nigeria, you know, in that robotic space? Because right now we're seeing fintechs, we've seen a lot of tech, software engineering, UI, UX, you know, those are the key things that are the front burner right now. But are we going to see robotics anytime soon? Your thoughts in just like 30 seconds, please.
Yes, we will. But the anytime soon is not like very soon, because robots are hardware intensive, and to develop anything hardware is capital intensive. You need a lot of money, and also you need also a lot of skill to develop that. So, but we will see something, some demonstrations soon. I can't really tell you the time, but we are working towards that.
Okay. Let's Lagos reach you in case they have questions as well. Please drop your social media handles.
Okay, I'm Ibekasen James, or James Ibekasen, on all social media platforms. I'm in LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So you just search for Ibekasen James, and I should be the only one. No one has the name Ibekasen.
So it's a unique name.
Yes, it's a unique name.
Fantastic. James, thank you so much for joining us today on the show. Mm-hmm. This has been quite an eye-opener and very interesting. Thank you. We look forward to having you soon when you develop a humanoid robot. And then we'll have to do a test run, which I would love to see.
And please come take Yvonne's voice for it. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you so much, James. You. We've actually had quite the time on the show today, you know, talking about robots. And please, what we're trying to do is to get you to accept it. You know, it's the way of the world. The world is moving. This is digital life. And what we push for is for you to actually start accepting these things, because it's actually going to be. You've heard about the person that called earlier talking about disability and how we can infuse robotics.
As well as security.
You know, as mm-hmm. well as security. You know, mm-hmm. how we can have those things come in place and help us in this aspect.
Indeed, indeed.
So it's a good thing. I think we should accept it more, and we'll just, you know, lay the foundation for you to actually start seeing things in this positive light.
Fantastic. But Lagos, I have to go. My job here is done. I'm Yvonne Okhaifo on social media. Find me, follow me, reach out. Yvonne is spelled Yvonne Okhaifoh on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
And you can find me, Emmanuel Onwuka, on Facebook, Emma Onwuka on Instagram, Ima_Onwuka. Onwuka is spelled Onwuka. Find me, follow me, and send me your suggestions. You know, everything you love to see on digital
That's right.
life, you know, send us. And don't forget that you can always listen to previous episodes by going on your Google search and type in Digital Life Nigeria Info.
That's right. But until we come your way again, it is bye-bye. Bye-bye. See you next Sunday.
It's 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock.